This is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello. A new study from the University of Vermont says Vermonters are willing to pay more to support efforts to improve water quality in Lake Champlain and elsewhere. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, the study showed most Vermont households would pay up to $40 more per year to cut water pollution.
The UVM study provided a political roadmap for policymakers to boost spending on water quality programs in the state. Vermonters are willing to pay $40 more per household per year, which could mean almost $16 million in new water quality funding for the state. Professor Chris Kaliba worked on the report.
We were looking at this as a glass half full, that you have 65% of the population that are willing to pay $40, and there's actually, of that 65, there's a significant portion that are willing to even pay even more.
The new study comes on the heels of a report from the state's Department of Environmental Conservation that provided suggestions for how to fund water quality programs. That one didn't include any of the broad-based solutions in the UVM report, such as increased vehicle registration fees. But now that the state knows the majority of Vermonters would be willing to pay for these programs, will the department reconsider its funding proposals?
There's certainly people in the legislature that have talked about that in the past couple of years. It's not part of what the administration will be putting forward.
That's David Mears, commissioner of the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The state's proposal includes fees for developed land and for the use of manure on farms. And farms are a big part of the problem. Agriculture is the largest contributor to water pollution into Lake Champlain coming from Vermont. And that problem is worse than average in Franklin County. But despite Missisquoi Bay and St. Albans Bay being two of the most polluted watersheds in Vermont, Franklin County was one of the five counties that were not willing to pay the $40 per household. Odd, considering, as Kaliba says, Franklin County probably has the most to gain from improved water quality.
But they also have perhaps the most to lose if you're talking about whether it's regulation or having to do best management practices through incentive structures.
Kaliba notes that dairy farming is a big part of the Franklin County economy. He and his colleagues plan to do more research in Franklin County to better understand its relationship to water and water quality. With this new information, it's up to policymakers to implement any changes, including the fees, to raise more money. If the state does adopt those changes, the $16 million in new annual revenue will still fall well short of the latest estimates of how much is needed for Lake Champlain to come into compliance with the Clean Water Act. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.